So, as we mentioned on this Movie Friday, actress Melissa Leo joins us from New Orleans, hard at work filming. What are you filming, Melissa?
We're starting shooting Monday for a second season of Tremé for HBO.
That's great for HBO. And your movie, Welcome to the Rileys, comes out this weekend, correct?
Yes, indeed.
And
oddly enough, I also shot in this very same town I'm in now.
Well, let's listen to a couple of clips. This first clip is from Welcome to the Rileys.
What was your daughter's name?
Emily. Emily Eugenia Riley.
How old was she?
15.
That sucks. Yes. It does.
Talking there about the death of a 15-year-old daughter. That's sad enough. Here's a scene from the movie Frozen River.
Look, Mr. Versailles, I've got a good job at Yankee $1. They're probably going to make me manager right after Christmas, so I can definitely make the payments. If you just leave the house.
Just call me when you have the balloon payment.
Again, the desperation of dealing with sort of very grim financial realities there in Frozen River. Even Tremé, the HBO series on life on the streets in New Orleans, and your work on television, I would say your body of work is characters facing some pretty quiet and often very noisy desperation. How do you study for these circumstances and these characters?
Well, each job I approach very differently, but I guess some of it is that the great gift of all these desperate roles is I tend to live a very calm and peaceful life. I live out a lot of the desperations on screen, and that makes for a very sort of happy life. So as I listen to the two clips, that's what I think. Oh, thank goodness I don't have to walk in either of those women's shoes all the time.
Is there something about the calmness of your life that gives you access in almost a voyeuristic way to the emotional intensity of a mother who's lost a 15-year-old daughter, for instance?
In a way, that's very true. I mean, I think that sometimes I find that I am found to be less interesting upon meeting me than one might think, having seen the characters, and that perhaps it's more that my life is calmed by the great wake of my characters, you know, that I think that people have a tendency, human beings have a tendency to a need for that. Maybe it's the fight or flight instinct is trying to figure itself out evolutionarily, right? So we give ourselves a lot of worry in our lives, I observe. Huh. My life as an actor has taught me to observe human behavior. And as a human being, I try my best to be what I perceive as a better human being, a calmer human being who doesn't get overfraught about what doesn't really matter, because there are things, like you reported in your little news clip, of enormous weight in this world. And if we can all live a little more peacefully, perhaps the planet...
Good advice. Peaceful. Good advice there from Melissa Leo, star of the new film Welcome to the Rileys, on the line from New Orleans. You know, one of the things that makes me believe your characters, though, Melissa, and it refers to something you said a moment ago, and this is kind of an issue in my life too. I mean, sometimes I feel like, you know, I don't bring that much to the table. I kind of am encouraged to sort of exaggerate my story, embellish it. I wish I had a really interesting life. Like, for instance, my brothers and sisters all died in a plane crash. And sometimes when I feel you in these characters, you're really bringing a kind of an embellished intensity to the characters that makes me absolutely believe you.
Well, thank you so much. I believe my characters, I think, is the key to that. I really enjoy that part of my work, which is that great pretense. And I think that there is a great similarity with live radio, and you get up every morning and you do this live and you're on and you go home. And maybe that's what you do at work. Maybe that's not who you are at home. The great joy of playing Lois Riley was that her desperation is so quiet and so still and so calm. I just was tickled pink when Jake Scott asked me to do the role, because she is so different in that way than a lot of other women I've played.
Now, how do you describe the interesting distinction in the two characters? You're playing opposite James Gandolfini in this movie, Welcome to the Rileys. His reaction to the death of a daughter is very different from your character's. How does that play out?
It's not something that Jimmy and I talked a lot about. I think that it comes twofold. One, that both Doug and Lois were written very differently. Doug had tried in every way he knew to keep walking forward through his life after the death of the daughter 8 years before the film begins. And I had shut the entire world out upon the death of our daughter. And so there was who we were to begin with and how we responded to the death of the daughter was very different. It then gives a portrait for filmgoers that have perhaps are in or know people in a similar situation. Then you have that many more angles on the response to such a catastrophe in someone's life as the loss of a child. The film is not so much, I must say, about the loss of that child. It's happened 8 years after. It's really about the aftermath of that, and way long after, 8 years beyond her death, when they begin to finally, because of this little runaway that Kristen plays, find a way to reconnect in an odd way because of this very sad little girl they meet down in New Orleans.
Right. Well, it's a testimony to the acting in this film that you can evoke something that happened in the background 8 years before. You're also co-starring with Mark Wahlberg in this movie, The Fighter. Do you worry about doing a fight movie? Because boxing movies are such a lot of cliches in some of these boxing movies, and also a lot of really great ones.
Boxing movie is no cliche, I have to say. I've seen a screening of it a few months ago. It is a beautiful portrait of a dysfunctional and yet highly functional family. Enormous 9 children I have in The Fighter, 7 girls and the 2 boys played by Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale. It was fascinating investigating the fight game. I just think those guys that get in the ring are such heroes, and it's an amazing evolution of the fight or flight instinct that those guys do that thing that is so arcane in a way of
primal
on skin.
Primal.
Yeah, primal. Exactly.
Well, what a lineup. Melissa Leo, Christian Bale, and Mark Wahlberg. Melissa Leo, of course, star of the new film, Welcome to the Rileys, but also the upcoming film, The Fighter. Melissa, you want to play trivia with us now?
Give it a try.
Give it a try. All right, here we go. Set the theme. Mark Wahlberg, your co-star, first hit the big screen in New York's Times Square in 1992, modeling what article of clothing for what famous designer under what name? Melissa?
Marky Mark for Calvin Klein and his underpants.
Oh, it's a triple. It's a hat trick from Melissa Leo. Thanks so much. Thanks so much. If you want to hear more about films, go get our podcast, Movie Date, Newsday critic Rafer Guzman and Takeaway producer Kristen Meinzer talk about all the latest flicks. Special thanks this morning to our WGBH producer, Elizabeth Roth, who in a mere 30 seconds booked that conversation we had earlier on Russia's new military involvement in Afghanistan. Thank you, Liz. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Noel King, and for Celeste Headlee, this is The Takeaway.
Come on, come on.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.